98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Here's how this works. It's hard to get to everything that happens in the sports world from last night through this morning, especially some of the things that happened in the East Coast. Without Maloney rifling through, she gives you the facts, we give you the opinions. Go.
So the Cardinals will start their game prep for Sunday's matchup against the Panthers today, but guess who isn't practicing today? Cam Newton, the Carolina quarterback, is still in a walking boot after he re-aggravated a foot injury. So how can the Cardinals take advantage if Cam is unable to play?
Blitz.
A lot.
Sorry to Mr. and Mrs. Allen, but your son's a mercenary now. He's playing in the NFL. I hope he has a great season starting next week. But Sunday, it's blitz, blitz, blitz.
You know, it all starts with stopping the run, though, and getting the Carolina Panthers in third and obvious pass situations. I would say the line of scrimmage, and I'm bullish on what I'm seeing through two games right now, especially when you talk about the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not talking about Lamar Jackson on a bootleg, keeping the ball and ripping off 17 yards. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the line of scrimmage and the gap integrity up front. The Cardinals and their front seven, they've done an excellent job of shutting down the run, because I think that's what the Carolina Panthers are going to try to do, run the ball to provide a little bit of aid, comfort, and shelter to Kyle.
So if Cam doesn't play on Saturday, like you guys both said, it'll be Kyle Allen. And that was Kyler Murray's former teammate in 2015 at Texas A&M. There's got to be history there. What do you guys think?
You know, whenever you're competing against somebody for a spot, yeah. But I totally believe there's nothing really there now, because neither of them stayed. I mean, both of them look at the Texas A&M situation and say, that wasn't right for me. So with both of them leaving, I don't think there's any hatchets to bury.
No, you know what? Honestly, right now, I agree with that assessment. I don't think there's any hatchet there to bury. But I will tell you, Kyle, the Kyle I was referencing was Kyle Allen. And that's exactly who I think is going to play for the Carolina Panthers. I don't think we're going to see Cam Newton. I think that's a fait accompli. I think they know it. But, of course, why would they offer any aid, comfort, or shelter to Vance Joseph and the Arizona Cardinals?
Truth be told,
they would not.
Their chances of winning might have went up because Cam Newton's been so bad lately.
As bad as he's played, no doubt.
So according to ESPN's Field Yates, the Cardinals brought in the following players for workouts yesterday. Running backs Alfred Morris, Zach Zenner, and Thomas Rawls. And tight ends Luke Wilson, Thomas Duarte, and Jason Vanderlaan.
Wow. Okay, as soon as you said running backs, how does that not immediately pique your interest a little bit? I've been saying my thoughts about David Johnson, and I don't normally like to admit this, but full disclosure, no one in the Cardinals has told me they feel the same way. This is what I'm seeing. But you're not working out running backs unless you're wondering the same thing as an organization. I realize they're just guys on the street. They've been good players at times in their careers. Why not work out good players? But how do you not read into that and say somebody thinks there's a need for us to look at running backs?
Can I, you know, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, you had me at tight ends, not running backs, tight ends. Ooh, interesting. Struggling in the red zone, the way that the Arizona Cardinals are struggling in the red zone. What does that mean? You played the Baltimore Ravens and watched them line up in three tight ends. Watched them line up in three tight ends and pound the football or use play action with Lamar Jackson. I'm wondering if, in fact, maybe they're thinking red zone when they think of running backs and tight ends.
So another day, another reason why we love Mike Leach.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword?
So, Mountaineers, Bobcats, who you got?
We're struggling greatly. That's all I'm going to say. We're struggling greatly. The West by God, Virginia Mountaineers. Dale, my younger brother Dale, is there, and he's just telling me that it's tough. It's a tough sled with this team going forward. New coach, new quarterback.
I'm taking the Bobcats because it's not about the teams, Wolf. You missed the point. It's the mascots. And it's really simple for me because I realize the Mountaineer has a gun. And that's a problem. But it's a musket. I don't think he's got the aim to be able to hit it. And once the Bobcat gets close, you know the Bobcat's tearing that guy up.
Shoot him dead, I believe.
Yeah, sorry. Not in a musket.
Sorry, Peter.
A real gun, I would look at West Virginia. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried about any West Virginian on his moonshine being a good enough shot to hit a Bobcat.
Daniel Boone was a Mountaineer. Enough said.
So today is National Cheeseburger Day. What is your ideal burger?
Mushrooms and onions. You know what? I'm sorry for the free plug. The Mama Marley is fantastic. The Mama Marley is a fantastic hamburger. I'm going Mama Marley. But here's one thing. I can be pro-democracy, pro-stars and stripes, pro-our troops, and still admit to the world, American cheese is a disaster. American, I mean, you have the choices of cheddar or Swiss or Monterey Jack or pepper cheese. There is so many great cheeses out there. Why would you waste your time with American cheese? It's just a bad move.
Well, first
bad
of all,
look, U.S.
First of all, Basinonians, I'm going to go two patties. That's number one.
Change
right
it
there.
To Canadian cheese.
Pepper jack cheese. Two patties, please. Pepper jack cheese. And then load on the jalapenos. Please load on the jalapenos.
That's
right
the
there.
Doug and Wolf burger.
Pour some Chipotle, as a matter of fact. Pour some Chipotle on top of that. And then put Frank's Red Hot sauce on top of that. Put the lid on top, baby, and give that thing to me.
There's a place right outside of Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. They put a fried egg on it.
Forget about the fried egg. That's just so gay petty in the spring. Just forget about it.
Bear gave the thumb on the egg.
What? No, you didn't. The egg. Put a fried egg on a hamburger.
Yeah, that's a...
Stop.
I was supposedly sacrilegious because I got it over easy, and they were fired up because you're supposed to allow the yolk to drip into the burger. And I did not, but I don't. I don't like a drippy yolk.
See, the runny egg on a burger is gross.
A fried egg
is good. My thing, I like a good two patties bacon cheeseburger on sourdough bread.
I gotta have bacon.
Oh, sourdough!
You're right about the bacon.
Not bad right there. Sourdough not a bad way to go.
And cheddar cheese, by the way.
Marley. I looked right at Maloney.
Marloney,
because I'm thinking of the Mama Marley. When's the last time you had a hamburger?
Oh, probably like last weekend.
Wow.
Honestly, if I go to In-N-Out, it's just a cheeseburger, ketchup, mustard only.
Could you be a
it's
vegan?
It's so good.
That's the question. Could you ever be a vegan?
No way. That's just a disaster.
I tried being vegetarian for like a couple years.
Really? How'd that go?
How did you try? Like every now and then?
No, I did it. I did it. But then I was like, finally, like, I miss a burger.
I could never do it. I could never be that way.
Maloney wanted to tear into a burger.
The idea of you telling me I'm not going to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the worst part about Thanksgiving, though, is the turkey.
Oh, that's terrible.
Don't talk to Erin about Thanksgiving. She hates Thanksgiving.
What?
I love Thanksgiving.
She hates Thanksgiving.
What do you mean?
The food
she hates
is,
Thanksgiving.
Like, overrated.
No!
Oh, my gosh, Maloney.
That's the one thing that she's the most wrong about.
Man, just please.
You do so many things right in life, and now you're still one of the worst human beings ever. I mean, that's it.
How can you not love
Thanksgiving? Here's your stuffing. Man.
Stuffing's my favorite part about Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Stuffing's fantastic, but it's because it's from the bird. So you have the, and then you pour the gravy over everything. Gravy over
everything.
There you go. Hashtag gravy over everything.
Hashtag GOE. Gravy over.
Okay, more on this as the show unfolds.
You know what? I feel like eating for Thanksgiving Marlins, because nobody else could beat the Marlins. Coming up next, what should the Cardinals' game plan be if Cam Newton doesn't play on Sunday?
Cam Newton!
And maybe we'll have Buddy Nix on next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I want to talk Cardinals, but I admit I can't let the last beautiful part of the program go. So very quickly, those of you that use ketchup instead of barbecue sauce, you haven't advanced yet either, just to be clear.
Really?
Like, once you put barbecue sauce on something, you'll say, why was I such a child using ketchup all these years?
Are we talking about spicy barbecue sauce or sweet?
Any barbecue sauce is better than ketchup.
No.
Now, if I'm choosing which barbecue sauce, I would like a spicy.
No, sweet is ridiculous. People in Beijing like sweet barbecue sauce. Commie Red Joe likes sweet barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce has got to have a little kick, a little fire to it, a little smoke. Don't give me this sweet stuff. Why would you put sugar on top of your meat? Right? Why would you ever do that? Boy, I'll have some dessert on top of that. Porterhouse. I don't think so.
We will divide America here shortly, in which Maloney will send out a Twitter poll for us to draw a line in the sand for people such as these. Cardinals, Cam Newton. What do you do if he doesn't play? What's Vance Joseph doing this week?
I'll be doing a little dance if he doesn't play.
What's Vance Joseph doing this week? Is Vance Joseph preparing for both? Is he saying, listen, I'll prepare for Cam Newton and worry about Kyle Allen when I get there and he's not on the field?
Yeah, I think that's the way you do it right there. You go in expecting Cam Newton to play. That's what you do, right? You prepare your team for Cam Newton. Because even though Cam Newton has struggled, Basinonians, I can tell you right now, the odds of the Arizona Cardinals winning the game if Cam Newton doesn't play, they increase. Even though Cam Newton has definitely struggled, we all know what he's capable of doing, right? Now you've got a guy in Kyle Allen who's largely unproven. And I think Kyle Allen would tell you that himself.
I think he would too, but I don't think we can get over the fact the 8-game losing streak is real. And we can all say, and it's very fair to say it, that we know it's an unfair way to judge quarterbacks when you just judge them on their record. Because there's 21 other guys that make a football team on the field.
Right.
And yet, that's real. I mean, when you watch Cam Newton play, you know the 8-game losing streak. He's doing a lot to contribute to that 8-game losing streak. I think you are at the point where you have a better chance of winning with Kyle Allen than you do with Cam Newton.
Wow, that is amazing. Are you saying a healthy Cam Newton?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just believing.
So in other words, you think he's still nicked up. That's what you're saying.
I think it's a combination of two things. I think he's nicked up, and I am judging him by the scarves and the fashion, and I believe his head is somewhere else. I believe he's thinking about his future more than he's thinking about his present. Wow. I've not had a beer with him. I don't know that. But I think Cam Newton's body has checked out or his mind has checked out from being a playoff caliber quarterback.
Boy, that is stunning right there. It really is, honestly.
I don't know if I
can go that way. I don't know if I will go that way. As a matter of fact, I won't right now. I'm just saying Cam Newton, he's got a foot, of course. He's got a shoulder. He's all nicked up. He's banged up. And I still think the Carolina Panthers, their best opportunity to have a season to right the ship, so to speak, even after going 0-2, is to start Kyle Allen this week against the Arizona Cardinals and to rest Cam Newton and try to get Cam Newton healthy, because they need a healthy Cam Newton. They need him to be Cam Newton and not the guy we've seen, especially, I would say, in the Thursday night game against the Buccaneers. He looked just awful in that game. Really did. Looked unprepared. Disinterested, I wrote down in my notes.
I think it's a great phrase.
Ineffective, inaccurate, and disinterested.
NBA 2K20 is out now. Year after year, this proves to be the best NBA video game of all time, and we are giving you the chance to win a copy on either PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. Just head to the rewards page at arizonasports.com to enter. I want you as a listener to have a listen to this. And as you listen to this, just a line to be drawn in the sand here, a clear line for Wolf. Wolf isn't buying it at all. I'm buying it. I'm totally buying it. It is a little piece of the America's favorite TV show, Ball and the Family, a Facebook show of the Ball brothers and their dad, LeVar.
A Facebook show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ball and the Family. And it's a little long, but I actually wonder if the New Orleans Pelicans are going to be pretty good if Lonzo has finally figured it out, if Lonzo is moving on. Here's what you've got to pick out of this. There's at one point in this where you hear the phrase, what's your opinion? That is a guy at the table asking Lonzo what's his opinion, and his dad interrupts that his opinion doesn't even matter. So this is dad saying it to his own son, who's the star, your opinion doesn't matter. And he even says damaged goods. Then Lonzo starts to argue the brand has been demolished. And that's when LeVar loses his mind. They're talking about a guy named Alan Foster who was fired from the company and sued, who they claim took a lot of money and destroyed the whole brand. And then listen at the end who LeVar credits for all of Lonzo's success.
Would you change the name?
Hell no, I wouldn't change the name.
I'm just saying from a marketing standpoint.
From a marketing standpoint, regardless of what it is.
I'm just saying, that's my opinion. I'm just asking a question.
I'm just saying. Triple B is always going to be the name. On the fact that it also stands for the three Ball brothers. I'm not changing that at all.
What is your opinion on that?
I don't give a about his opinion.
I just want
to
hear.
But no, listen to me, son. When I come out with a name and then somebody tell me to change it, that's like me telling me to change your name. That's like people saying, oh, hey, change Lonzo's name to Alfonso on the fact that he's been damaged goods for the last 2 years.
The brand is demolished right now.
The brand is not demolished. Okay. That's how you feel the brand is demolished.
That's everybody feel.
Who? Who's everybody?
The world.
The world? That's the consumers you talk to?
Yeah. That's all messed up right now.
Why is it messed up? Because one person did something bad?
He was the main person.
He wasn't the main person.
He ran everything.
Dang, he didn't run everything.
That's my opinion.
Who the one signing autographs? Who the one taking the pictures?
You set it all up.
That means you're running everything as far
as
who's the big baller brand?
All right, you got it.
Ain't no Alan Foster gear. It's big baller. Here's the thing. If you have a goddamn tree and a bad apple falls off the tree, you don't chop the tree down.
He was more than apple, though. He was the branch.
Cut the branch. You don't cut the whole tree down.
The tree did fall down, though.
How'd the tree fall down?
Why are we restarting everything?
How did the tree fall down? I created it before Alan even got here. I said the three Ball brothers for you guys. I don't care who helped me get this started, but I come in with the vision like, you know what? We're going to have our own brand. That's why I didn't go everybody else's way.
All right, you got it.
Not everybody got it.
You got it, man.
First of all, don't say you got it, man, to me. You're the one got to make it grow. I made you guys superstars for a reason. But if I don't do the things that I'm doing, Zell, it's just another regular old player.
I think it's very appropriate, based on audience. There's music being played underneath it, of course, because it is produced. Like, I think the entire thing was produced.
I don't know. I'm actually buying that because Lonzo looked like a man to me for the first time. Saying the things he did, standing up to his dad.
Produced.
I hope Lonzo does well. For the first time in my life, I'm rooting for Lonzo because I think he's separating from LeVar. By the way, LeVar had him turn down a $10 million contract with Nike coming out of college. Coming up next, how will Kyler Murray fare against the Panthers defense? It's all Kyler versus Carolina next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Who you talking to me? Eric Washington! Yeah, DC! Ray! Spec! Kyler Murray! Ray! Spec! Play more zone than me! And you're switching to the 34! And the concepts, they're off! Yeah.
Your Pantera call-out is driven by AutoNation. With 13 dealerships in the Valley and over 100,000 new and pre-owned vehicles on AutoNation.com, find what you're looking for today. Kyler Murray versus, and you might hear this on Friday, Kyler versus Keekly in the Cardinals-Carolina matchup. Or the Cardinals-Carolina
all day.
Cardinals-Carolina contest, excuse me.
You know, honestly, right there, the Panthers' defense, it's really, really interesting the way it's shifted, of course. It used to be so linebacker-centric, and it still is, based on earnings. Don't get me wrong. I mean, whenever you have Luke Kuechly, and I do believe it's between Bobby Wagner and Luke Kuechly for the best Mike backer in the game, but whenever you have a Luke Kuechly, it's always going to be that way, but it's just not the same without Thomas Davis. It's just not the same. Shaq Thompson, of course, is the guy that is playing in that weak side inside linebacker opposite.
And Steve Wilkes didn't realize that last year.
Of Luke Kuechly.
No, this game is missing Kiko Alonso is what this game is missing if you want a linebacker to go along
really?
With Kuechly.
Kiko.
I'm with
Kuechly,
you.
Kiko, like Kyler, Kyle Allen.
Yeah, all right. I get it, Paul.
You know.
Who's the coach of the Cardinals? Oh, Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay, stop it.
It's K2.
Look, you know what's interesting about this, Basin Onions? Their pass
defense.
You didn't
even catch Coach Cardinal there, did
you? Their pass defense has been really, really good. In the first two games, of course, 39 attempts for Jared Goff, and he threw for 186 yards.
The other coach Jared is Goff. Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
By the way, you know we've dubbed Kyler Murray the comeback
Let it go!
Kid.
No, the Let it go!
Comeback kid with the comeback was with a K, comeback kid, and then kid is spelled K1D.
I see.
K1D. So there you go. That's where this is all. That's
honestly,
where this is going.
This is obviously this is where it's going.
Oh, you want to talk football?
And Kyle's young enough to be a kid, too.
All right, honestly, I'm going to stop talking right now. I'm going to just, you guys
Everybody watch the ratings go up.
Just go ahead and do it. Get this audio system.
No, this is a legitimate question, Wolf. Here's my question. Okay, I'm going to go back to the first week of Cardinals camp with a C. And Cardinals camp, and there's Jordan Hicks. And he said when the Cardinals came out 11-on-11, they're finally going full go. And it's 10 personnel, and he realizes he's in the slot against Christian Kirk. He goes,
"Who?" He gets his slot against who?
This is Jordan Hicks in the slot against Christian Kirk.
Oh, Christian Kirk.
And he's like, and actually, this might have been earlier in the offseason,
sure.
Actually. It might have been like, you know, OTAs. And he goes, okay, we've got a problem here. And we had to go back to the sideline, and we had to adjust and make one of those in-practice adjustments. Can you get away, if you're Carolina, with Luke Kuechly in coverage?
Kuechly's coverage.
He's a three-down linebacker,
sure,
obviously. But
absolutely.
What do you do if you're Carolina when the Cardinals go 10 personnel with four receivers? What becomes of Kuechly?
Yeah, you know what? I'm guessing they're going to go nickel, Paul. That's what I am. I'm guessing they're going to go nickel, right, where they have Luke Kuechly. He stays out there on the field, of course. And I think Shaq Thompson is a guy that can run pretty well. Why are you grinning at me with a Cheshire Cat grin?
I was just wondering, could Kuechly cover Christian Kirk?
Okay.
Stop! Stop it! Let it go!
That's a legitimate football question.
Elsa, let it go. Listen, yes, to answer your question right there, Paulie, I think they'll go with that. I think they'll go with maybe Dime as well. It's a possibility. There's no doubt about that. But the Panthers' pass defense has been very, very good so far. And that's the thing that is really surprising, right? They have some excellent corners, some guys that I think are really, really good. But the Panthers, they were determined to not let the Rams throw the ball on them. And they played a ton of nickel and dime against the Rams' offense that was heavy on 11 personnel. 11 personnel. That's what the Rams love. They love one back, Todd Gurley, of course, one tight end, and three wide receivers. They're almost exclusively an 11 personnel. That's what they love. The Panthers defensive coordinator, Eric Washington, who replaced Steve Wilks when he became the Cardinals head coach, ladies and gentlemen, he loves to bring pressure and blitz. Last year, his first year as a defensive coordinator, the Panthers brought five or more defenders 31% of the time. That was number six in the league. Under Washington, the Panthers were number seven in the league in zone cover schemes. That's what they do, right? I mean, that's something Ron Rivera has done for the longest time. They love three deep. Imagine this right now. You're driving. Three players deep, four players underneath, rush four. They love that. They also love what's called quarters, Basin Onions. Four deep, three underneath, rush four. Historically, under Ron Rivera, that's what they've played. They're still a zone-first team, and they've been doing that for years. But Ron Rivera has been talking about shaking it up to a point where he's going with 3-4 concepts as opposed to a 4-3, which he's always been. He said at the end of last year his defense was stagnant. That was the word that he actually used.
Because Steve Wilks used the 4-3. Sean McDermott before him used the 4-3. He went to Buffalo.
Under Ron Rivera.
And under Ron Rivera. They have just one takeaway, though, in the two games. It's not like they've been ball hawks as of yet. And they did get Jameis Winston three times, three sacks of Jameis Winston. So if they're going to bring the pressure, Wolf, is it up the middle? Is it from the edge? How do they dial it up?
Yeah, you know what? Well, they bring it from all different spots, Paulie. I mean, for the most part, right? That's what they do. They're going to bring five at some point in time. You just don't know what five they're going to bring. That pretty much is the NFL in sub-package, third and obvious pass situations. But what I like is they have two talented corners. Now, I'm not saying these guys are the best corner tandem in the league. Heed my words and hear me well. They're not. But what I am saying right now, within their scheme, within how they like to play, Dante Jackson and James Bradbury, both second-round picks, interestingly enough, they've held up pretty well. They've done a good job. Their pass defense overall right now, I would say, is actually the strength. And that's where it shifted a little bit for the Carolina Panthers.
I wonder what the defense of Carolina thinks of their own offense after the offense went 3 of 14 on third down and 0 for 3 on fourth and one. They failed on three different fourth and ones, including that game-ending play with Christian McCaffrey at the end. And then after the game, Cam Newton said, and I quote, "It's hard to look our defensive guys in the eyes right now after a game like that."
Cam Newton!
Coming up next, D-backs assistant general manager Amiel Sade, and we're going to have to ask him about the Marlins. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug and Wolf Mornings on the home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Diamondbacks front office focus, presented by Cox Business. You can expect more from Cox Business. Switch today at coxbusiness.com.
Amiel Sade is the assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's joining Doug and Wolf on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Amiel, good morning. How's your life?
My life is doing okay. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Amiel. Have you scheduled any trips to Boston lately?
I don't think so. But that's a good question.
Well, you know, I admit with you, I was going to wait till the end. But now that Wolf brought it up, are you, listen, you're good. And there's going to be teams crawling all over you. Are you the type of person that says, wait till our season's over, we can talk in October or November? Or are you more, hey, if it's going to happen, let's get out front of it and talk right now?
Oh man, I appreciate you guys thinking of me like that, and I appreciate you telling me that I'm good. There aren't many people that do. I'm obviously really excited to be here. I think my family loves it here. I think I'm flattered by any opportunities that have come about in the past, and but I think my focus is the Diamondbacks, and honestly, my focus is going to be the Diamondbacks for the future, as long as Mike wants me around. So, I think we have an interesting offseason ahead of us, and I'm excited to kind of just tackle that.
Amiel, we are glad you're here as well. Let me just say that, right? You are good at your job. There's no doubt about that. September, and as you look at September right now, would you characterize this as a September collapse by the Diamondbacks?
I wouldn't call it a collapse. I mean, a collapse is a pretty tough word to use. I mean, obviously it's a disappointing September, and I think we're taking a look at why this is the past two Septembers we haven't played up to the potential that we believe our team can play up to. And I think, looking at it, I think if you look at it objectively, after the trade deadline, I think people kind of thought we were giving up in some ways by trading Zach Greinke. And this team showed that they had some fight, and obviously went on the run that we went on late August. And I think that's what got everybody's hopes up, and especially got our hopes up, and everybody in the clubhouse. And for one reason or another, and I don't know that we can necessarily put our finger on it, it just didn't work. I mean, the last couple of weeks, we going into New York, and we look like a different team. And I think that's the focus for the next couple of weeks and probably a couple of months, try to tackle what exactly is wrong with September. What happens in September with this D-back team?
We're talking to Amiel Sade, assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Amiel, it's really tough to go down this road in the sense of 2020 as it relates to the last two Septembers, because we all accept the fact there's no more individual team game than the game of baseball. It's just you and the pitcher. Okay, there you go. And yet, when I look up and down your roster, I'm saying, well, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. You know, you've got a lot of good players, yet you're average. You have good players and an average team. How do we fix that to go from good players on a good team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I agree with you. I think we do have a lot of really good players. And I think as we look up and down the roster for 2020, we get excited over this team. I do believe, there's one part I kind of differ on is, I agree it's an individual game, but I think a team approach and a way a team plays the game becomes systemic. I think, as good teams learn to, I'll just use our offensive approach, as good teams learn to kind of control the strike zone and really just be tough hitters in the box, I think that, one through nine, I think that becomes systemic. And I think those are things that in some ways we've lost a little bit. There have been times in this year where we've been a very good team that has grinded out at bats and shown a really good offensive approach. And I think the last couple of weeks we haven't. So, we'll see how 2020 goes, but I think we do have a lot of talent.
Amiel, you know what I find interesting? The fact that Luke Weaver may actually get the opportunity to start against the Padres in the Padres series, right? And talk to me about Luke Weaver and where you project him to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's there's probably no one happier than Luke Weaver to be able to potentially pitch in a major league game. He's worked his butt off to get back to where he is. Obviously, he threw a couple innings last week in Visalia. And all the reports were very impressive. And I think the goal for Luke is stadium on a major league mound and face big league hitters and just kind of get some confidence going into the off season. Kind of get those nerves flowing again. Just kind of know going into next year, I'm healthy. I could do this. Nothing's wrong. Prepare this off season for probably a very important 2020 for him too. So,
we're gonna try to reconnect with Amiel Sada. When I've never heard that in my life.
Never.
For those of you that are listening, we heard the same thing you did, where all of a sudden he was driving through a tunnel, and he wasn't because he was in an office, but he's driving through a tunnel, yeah. And then all of a sudden and then he's just gone.
Even Shane Doan's phone never sounded
never made that noise. You're exactly right. So that was a very, very weird. And good job, Maloney. We've got Amiel back on. Amiel, I'm wondering too. I consider you a friend, and we have a word in our household, which is friends don't let friends lose to the Marlins. And we're not good against the Marlins this year, and that worries me because record wise, everybody's beating up on the Marlins except the Diamondbacks. And I always go to focus. When you're not taking care of business against bad teams, I worry about focus. Have you seen any signs this year that the Diamondbacks take for granted that, player-wise, they should beat the Miami Marlins? What is your assessment of why are we 2-4 against the Marlins?
Oh, man, that's another good question. I agree with you. There are times where it looks like I don't think it's just the Diamondbacks. I think in general teams lose focus. I think we go out, we play some of the better teams, and we show that we're one of the better teams in the league. And then I'm not sure why it's the Miami Marlins or maybe the Cincinnati Reds that we lost to last week. I think there are just times where, it's human nature. Sometimes you take teams for granted, and this is the big leagues. This is an area where every player that is in the big leagues is a really good player and has grinded his way through the minor leagues and became who he is. And I think at times it's a team effort. I think we have to just keep on reminding each other to focus at times. And it's something, again, it's something that we'll probably look at a little bit closer, because I agree. I think there are times where we shouldn't be losing to teams or playing the type of baseball that we play. And we shouldn't be doing that. So.
You know what, Amiel? Jimmy Scherfe is a bit of an enigma to me. He really is. Sometimes I think this guy could close at the major league level. Other times I think he couldn't close a ball. How do you process what you're seeing from Jimmy Scherfe?
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, obviously he came in the game a couple weeks ago and got two really big outs in Cincinnati. And I think it's just the nature of relievers. And I hate to pick on Jimmy Scherfe because he obviously is the one that came in last night and, you know, to some degree gave up some base runners and obviously and some runs. You know, it's a tough game. I think there's, especially as a young pitcher who comes, who's up and down, mm-hmm. I think you have to build confidence. And sometimes these are, you know, I think these are just the bumps in the road the relievers go through a lot of times. Unless you're really the elite relievers, these guys will go up and down and, gain and lose confidence at times. And yeah, sometimes their stuff looks elite and then sometimes they can't throw strikes or they can't get outs. And, you know, it's obviously magnified for a reliever because they usually come in a game where they only get an inning and one or two batters. And if they make a mistake, it bloats their ERA. So, you know, I don't know the answer to why Jimmy mm-hmm. is up and down the way he has been. But I don't think it's atypical to the type of reliever that we're looking at, which is really the majority of relievers in baseball.
That's going to be a big issue in all of 2020. Good luck. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, Amiel.
Thanks, Amiel.
Yep. Sorry, I think my phone went out. Sorry about that before.
That's all right, that's all good. You sounded good at the end. Hey, you closed well.
Maybe the Red Sox were going. Just kidding.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, look at him get out real quick. We'll see Amiel. There's Amiel Sade joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC Nissan and Infiniti. Have you ever thought of like being funny more often? That was actually pretty good. Sunday could feature Kyler and Kyle once again. So how will their history impact this matchup? That's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.